It's October 8, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. AOL has been on a tear recently, buying up major tech blog TechCrunch, how-to video site 5min, and social feed aggregator Brizly. AOL honcho Tim Armstrong announced the buyout of TechCrunch right on stage at TechCrunch's Disrupt conference. And reports had it that the site sold for $30 million plus possible incentives. TechCrunch founder Michael Arrington reportedly will have to stay at the site for 3 years after the buyout. It marks the end of the feisty independence of TechCrunch and Arrington, and also shows AOL's seriousness in becoming a hub for content. Still, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that 40% of AOL's revenues still come from a legacy business, dial-up internet access. I talked with paid content founder Rafat Ali about the TechCrunch purchase by AOL. Ali's experience selling paid content to The Guardian was similar to what happened recently with TechCrunch and its founder Michael Arrington. Ali explained what TechCrunch had to do in order to sell itself.
They had to demonstrate that it can grow beyond Mike, and they hired the right kind of editorial people behind it. Even though Mike still breaks a lot of the majority of the big stories for them, I think my guess is it could potentially outlast just him. So I think all of that put together, when somebody's looking to buy, they want to see if they can grow the audience, scale it, move it beyond the founder, and I think that's probably what AOL was, all the stuff they looked at. And they locked him in for 3 years, even though I don't believe he will be there for more than a year or so.
In other news, the Knight Foundation announced changes to its $25 million 5-year News Challenge contest, where it gives out grants to people with news innovation ideas. Next year's grantees will need to put their ideas into one of four categories: mobile, authenticity, sustainability, or community. Knight says it's making the move after lessons learned from previous grants and wants more focus in its ideas. In the past couple years, Knight has moved away from large multi-million dollar winners as well as smaller $10,000 winners, settling somewhere in the middle with its grants. I asked Knight's Director of Digital Media, John Bracken, if the foundation had certain grant dollar amounts in mind with next year's crop of winners.
We discussed, you know, how much we have available, and, you know, we've been thinking that around. The bottom line is we made a $25 million commitment 5 years. If we see a $3 million idea that knocks us down, that needs to be a $3 million idea, you know, we're probably not going to put all the new challenge into one thing. But if we want to see ideas, we don't have set sums of, you know, slots of what we're looking for.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about AOL buying TechCrunch? Our last poll question was, the new Twitter is blank. 28% said it was nothing to write home about. 20% said it's a massive improvement and love it. 10% said it would help kill third-party apps. And 10% said it's not relevant to power users like them. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.